to share their songs one by one. We'll call up our team members, and we'll start with Charlie Wiener. Come on up, Charlie.
Thank you. I think one of the things that you'll hear most, hopefully, when the songwriters come up here is there's two words we use a lot, which is honor and privilege, and because this is an honor that these veterans trust us with their story, and there it is. They trust us with their lives. And it's a heavy responsibility, but it's one that it's an honor for all of us to do this. I think what you'll hear, hopefully you've heard it today. I've tried to stay out of here because when you write a song, you have to get the hell out of here while other people are playing their songs, because otherwise you're like, oh, is that my song? No, it's a different one. Is the term "my veteran." We talk about my veteran, not because they were assigned to us, but because we take them on, because they're ours. They're in our heart now. My veteran is two people. My veteran is Larry and Lori. I don't think you can have Larry without Lori or Lori without Larry. They've been together for 57 years. It's a hell of a thing. Go through a lot of life in 57 years. Larry's father was a World War II vet. He spent an inordinate amount of time on the front lines. They used to say, I believe that the longest someone should be on the front line should be 100 days. I know my father was on the front line 260 days. Larry's father, I think, beat him. And when he came back, he'd been wounded twice. He was suffering from what we now know is PTSD. They didn't know it then. And he came back and he was abusive. He was living in hell, and he made life hell for the family. It wasn't his fault. Okay, I'm going to tell you that. He was misdiagnosed for 20 years. And that is a black mark on our country, that we allowed our veteran to be misdiagnosed for 20 years until he finally had a stroke, which was weird because the stroke actually kind of brought him back. And then he died at 46. That, I think, is just unbelievably sad. What this song is, so this song can't just be about Larry, this is about Larry and his dad. So the first couple of verses really are about, I have to explain this because I don't want you to think that Larry, this is Larry too, this is his dad. And I love these two. I don't even know how to describe them. They are everything that I would want to be in my life, because they are just two of the finest people you could ever hope to meet. And then after we'd sat there for a couple hours, talking about, it's 57 years. It's not one song, it's not an album, it's an entire library of just stories and stuff. And so this is, we're sitting down to eat. We're talking about the acoustics of here and everything else. And Lori looks at me and she goes, have you ever been to Utah? You ever been out to, you know, Salt Lake City and the Tabernacle out there? I'm like, well, yeah, you know. She goes, Larry goes, yeah, we were out there on our motorcycle. He's 80, okay? I love these people. Anyway, is this the? I'm blind. I should mention that. I'm not just. And I thought it was funny that they lined us up, because Larry and I are both deaf. So we spent half a day going, what, 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 but we got it done.